Welcome back. 3:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I see where the cloture vote has been completed, and now the vote goes to the full Senate for the confirmation and up or down vote on John Brennan to become the next director of the CIA. We're watching that. We'll let you know what happens there in just a little bit. And Stephen Dinan will be along in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk about that and the whole Rand Paul, the Rand Stand, the Rand Page, as they call it. All kinds of crazy stuff. That's all coming up. Right now, though, Jennifer Harper's here from Inside the Beltway. Hello.
Hello, Andy Parks.
Out hustling. Democrats beat Republicans in the public relations race. Huh?
Yeah, well, you have to pay attention to all this. I mean, unbeknownst to most people, the U.S. Capitol is just a waterfall of press releases most of the time, and someone actually bothered to count how many press releases have come out of the 113th Congress since January. And that is 6,200 press releases have come out of there as everyone tries to get their message across. And surprise, surprise, the Democrats are a lot better at it than the Republicans are. Somebody actually counted everything. This was Smart Politics. It's a political research project up at the University of Minnesota. And they are saying the House Democrats are just out hustling the Republicans.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, look, I get a million of these mm-hmm. all day long. Mm-hmm. You get them.
Mm-hmm.
How many you read? Honestly, I read the headline on them.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, Ted Cruz's office sends me 10 a day. Ann, am I kidding? It's like every other minute sometimes during the show, I'm getting stuff from Ted Cruz's office.
Yeah.
You know? And so, look, you know, most of it's junk.
Well, I get on average about 450 emails
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are press releases. It's
sure.
part of the mechanism there. But
yeah,
the takeaway thing on all that is that the Democrats are still better at it and sending out more of them than their GOP rivals. And as 2014 erupts on the party, all hands have got to be on deck, and they've got to
get... you know what? It better be important stuff, because if not, you know what it is? It's junk mail, honestly. You know, most of it is. You know, most of it, you know, hey, let me see what happened.
Well, I just got something from Senator Rubio about that cloture vote. I mean, this is helpful. He said, I wasn't going to vote for Brennan before, but I am now, because President Obama has explained himself. That was a very short little release that came out like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. Good for them. All right, no geezers allowed. Young fiscal conservatives ready to rumble.
Yes, indeed, and they're rumbling today, as you mentioned, and are going to talk to with the lovely and talented Stephen Dinan coming up. There is, you know, the Stand with Rand thing and old versus new, and certainly this weekend a lot of this is going to be coming out, because the Freedom Works group, and this is fiscal conservatives, are bringing in fiscal conservatives, all of them under 30, this weekend, and they're going to discuss, quote, the GOP's failure to connect with younger voters. And before you get angry at that, Andy, recall that the 18 to 20-year-old voting bloc is 46 million.
Oh, no, look, I'm all for, you know, making sure that that the young people understand that,
yeah.
that the Republican Party is far better for them than the Democratic
yeah.
Party. I mean, let's take a look at it. The Democrats are lying to the young people. You know, and the young people, quite frankly, most of them don't understand what's facing them down the road. They don't see this
yeah.
huge deficit.
They don't see all the happy talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to do this for you. We're going to help you with your college loans. But on the other end of it, you're going to owe $219,000
yes.
for every member of your family by the time you get to age 45.
That's right. And they will also owe a billion, jillion, gillion after that. And anyway, the folks at Freedom Works are saying this is not a weekend of preaching to the choir. We are excited to have
yeah,
a candid conversation with the future
yeah.
of the freedom movement,
yeah,
they're
good.
Saying.
Good for them.
Yeah,
good.
I'm going to follow and see what happens mm-hmm. with these guys.
All right, the odds of nailing the perfect NCAA bracket. That's right, we're getting into March Madness now.
Yeah,
that time of year.
I tell you, that is a manly he-man kind of thing. I don't understand the brackets, don't do them. I applaud those that do, lots of fun, etc. But the odds of you nailing a perfect NCAA bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Well, a quintillion has 18 zeros after it.
Fantastic.
Think about that. And this is according to a mathematics professor, Jeff Bergen. He's a big basketball fan. He's at DePaul University in Chicago, lifetime collegiate basketball fan. He figured out all the odds. He says they are not very good. The odds of picking a perfect bracket are less than 1 in 9.2 quintillion. This is what the professor says. And this is interesting, too, because we always wondered if President Obama knew what came after a trillion. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of trillions came after 1 trillion. But anyway, 9.2 quintillion, that's your odds of that. And the good professor has explained all of his math, very complicated, way above my my bracket. And he has a little video of that. And this is actually a water cooler item. If you're curious about that, the link to that video is in the water cooler on the right-hand side of the Times Hymn landing page. I was asked to say that.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a professor's take on
it. And, you know, every year somebody hits it.
Yeah.
You know,
one in quintillion.
Yeah. White House petition demands end to daylight savings time.
Yeah, how do you feel? Do you care one way or another about daylight savings?
I do like daylight savings time.
Do you?
You don't? Anne's shaking her head going, no. Why wouldn't you like
that? They show up an hour early at church.
You don't like it? Look at the attitude she's showing today. I wish
TV.
I mean, it's just like, you know, get away. I don't even want to talk about this.
Well, anyway,
you like it?
I don't think about it. I'm never a I'm kind of all over the place in terms of sleeping, so it doesn't really matter to me too much. But there is a White House petition up right now. Daylight savings time is an archaic practice in our modern society. The original reasons for the policies
are no longer applicable,
and the most cited reason for keeping it, our energy savings, has never been shown to be true. Also, it's really annoying. So
annoying to me. I like it.
Well, 24 hours, the thing's got way, way over 2,000 signatures. So people care.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
All right, even Twitter has gone liberal. What's this?
Well, I don't know if you care about that. I Twitter every day. I tweet
you
every
tweet?
Day.
You're a tweeter.
I'm a tweeter. Well, all journalists tweet, which may explain these findings. Well,
not all of them. Somebody told me the other day they don't tweet. Who was it?
You.
Huh?
Well, and tweets
Dinan.
For you.
That's right. It was Dinan says he doesn't tweet. How about that? I tweet from time to time. I don't do it every day.
Well,
but I do.
Tweets are 140 characters long, but they can lean just as leftward the mainstream media long.
And so what we're now seeing evidence that more libs use the...
Well, here you go. A year-long software-aided study from the Pew Research Center is finding that Twitter reaction was more pro-democratic or liberal than the balance of public opinion.
Well, of course. Because the liberals don't have anything to do with their time.
Well, it might be because there are a lot of journalists that...
that's right. 93%. 93% of journalists are liberal.
While polls showed that most voters said Mitt Romney gave the better performance in the first presidential debate, Twitter reaction was much more critical of Romney. This is what the analysis had to say. It went kind of event by event about the Twitter reaction. They're talking like this was a computer aided analysis of millions and millions of tweets.
All right, and finally today, Americans don't support military spending cuts.
Yeah, I know you'd probably be interested in these numbers.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it shows you that there's still a lot of American know-how at work here. 61% of Americans support a 5% cut in overall federal spending this year. But you ask them about military spending, only 34% of Americans overall would agree with an 8% cut in overall military spending.
And you know
spending.
Why that might be? Perhaps they've looked at Russia recently, and they've looked at China recently. And China, as an example, just this week announced that they're increasing their military budget by 11%.
Yep.
So maybe...
Not a good time.
Yeah, just maybe we ought to have a strong military.
Yeah.
And
think about North Korea, too, Andy, as we head into
North Korea,
daylight.
I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to nuke us. That's the latest
They may send a bomb over on a balloon.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
if
World War II,
say goodbye to North Korea. And I think they know that, too. All right, get out of here. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Strength. How about that?
Come back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a happy day.
Yes, happy day.
All right, we'll see you then. Jennifer Harper from Inside the Beltway, 346, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Stay tuned. White House correspondent Susan Crabtree will check in. We're going to talk about that big dinner last night between the president and the five Senate Republicans. Can't wait to hear all about it.